Hotel and Food Administration grad. Rebecca graduated in 2015 and is currently the beverage manager at a local restaurant here in Guelph. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So for today, we're just going to look kind of at what your experience has been and kind of what your perspective is on the industry and kind of what expectations you had going into the industry after grad and what you've really experienced over the last couple of years.
All right, sounds good.
So looking back on your last year of your undergrad, do you remember what the general thoughts were of your peers with regards to continuing in the industry after graduation?
So I remember in my last year, there were a lot of people that had realized they'd come back from their co-ops, they'd realized maybe the hospitality industry wasn't right for them. So there's lots of people that were applying to go to other schools or different jobs. I know there was like a lawyer and...
Wow, really?
There were like... So many different things. A lot of people wanted to go into teaching.
Or really?
They wanted to go into medicine. Just so many things that are like so unrelated to hospitality, but they realized on their co-op they got some experience and they realized maybe it wasn't a good fit for them.
Yeah.
But then there was, I would say, the other half of the class that was still really passionate about the industry. And everyone had totally different ideas of different paths they want to go to. The really cool thing about hospitality is that there's so many different directions you can go into. So, and you can kind of create your own like perfect career, which is really cool. So I've seen lots of my friends that graduated go into so many different directions and they're all doing such cool things.
That's exciting for us.
Yeah.
So what about in regards to the expectations of entering a management position? So I know a lot of us are kind of expecting that we'll be able to get a supervisor position or management position soon after graduation. So were the expectations the same for you guys?
I think so. So a lot of, I remember probably the last 4 months, everyone was applying for jobs, going to interviews, really trying to get that manager position. Most people, I think, ended up doing development
like
programs.
Trainee
programs, and I think that is a really, really good way to first get into the industry. I remember being really scared and being like, I don't think I have enough experience. Like, I wouldn't really know what to do. Like, I know tons about the hospitality industry and, like, the theory behind it, but I was like, I don't know if I'd really be the best manager. So I remember just kind of having a little bit of like a panic, being like, what am I going to do? And I thought about it and I was like, I'm just going to kind of work my way up so that I feel more comfortable in what I'm doing and I feel like I have a solid base. But I know everyone was really trying to reach high and in hopes of getting something. And I'm not sure if that's always the most realistic method.
Definitely. And if you think about kind of your employer's, with regards to your degree that you literally just spent 4 or 5 years trying to complete, do they really take that into account when you apply for the job, or are they kind of just like looking more for your experience?
For me, when I was looking for jobs, I found that people really noticed the degree that I had, and that would be one thing that would like get me into an interview.
Okay.
And people know that you're really dedicated and that you want to be in the industry. Long term. I'm not sure though if it necessarily that's the end all and be all. I think that you need to have some of that experience. You need to prove yourself. And it's not just necessarily studying, unfortunately.
It's not just the textbook stuff.
So I think that I got a few offers and it was kind of like serving and we'll bring you into the company, see how you're doing, and then let's work on creating a training path for you and build you up. So it wasn't necessarily right off the bat, we want you to be a manager.
Yeah, but it still got you the interview and into the company, which is great.
Which is really good.
Yeah. So do you think there's kind of something unique about the hospitality industry that makes it attractive to students to stay at all?
I think that the hospitality industry is just one of those really cool industries where it really sucks you in.
Right.
And you're just so attracted to it. It's where you can kind of like, you can make people's days become so much better. There's so much that you can do, and there's always job opportunities, which is really good. For me, that was one of the reasons why I went into study hospitality, because I knew that I could definitely get a job out of it, and it would be something that I'd enjoy to do. So I think that students are definitely attracted to it, because it's such a fun industry.
There's so many
opportunities. You can go travel.
Right?
And like,
you can plan events.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Cook in a restaurant. There's so much to do. It's hard for us because we have no clue where to go sometimes. Like, we're at the end of our degree, and we're just like, do we like hotels? Do we like restaurants? Do we like the restaurants in the hotel? So that's kind of where we're at right now. So I think you're right though. Like, I agree with you. It's also about the people, mm-hmm. and the people you meet, and that's kind of like the attraction. Like, it's always new. Mm-hmm. Every day something new. And there's always a different challenge, which is really attractive to me personally. I don't mm-hmm. know about other people.
Yeah, I think a lot of people too, they don't want to be working that desk job every day too, and it kind of attracts them because they're able to either go visit different locations or they're running around on on the floor of the hotel or restaurant, and every day is something totally different, so you're always pushed to do new things.
Yeah. But with regards to like that 9-to-5 job, do you think there's ever a time where you're gonna want that instead of the notorious hours of the restaurant industry?
Definitely. So yeah, all the time. Like, I don't know. I think with probably every job, you kind of dream of that one thing you can't really have. Definitely, like, on my, like, it's like Saturday night at 2 a.m. and I'm trying to like figure out how to get a financial sheet to balance. I'm like, why? I just wish I was working 9-to-5.
And you could have been at home here. Sleeping.
Yeah. But I know that's I still get to do other really cool things. Yeah. Like, I can have a weekday off and I can like go do something, and there's mm-hmm. not, I can go to a restaurant. I don't have to have a reservation or it's really cool because there's so many other options. It's just thinking about it differently and having friends and family that don't understand kind of your hours that you work in a restaurant. That can be really tough, and trying to make plans with them. Mm-hmm. 'Cause most of the people I'm friends with work that 9-to-5 schedule, and it's hard. You get to see them
like
go do fun things, and you're holding down the restaurant.
Because your hours are completely different. I totally understand that. What was kind of the hardest lesson you learned in the first year after graduation?
So for me, I took on a job essentially kind of like hosting a little bit and kind of supervising the mm-hmm. restaurant. And then all of a sudden it built up and I got promoted to this beverage manager position. And so I always felt like I never really had enough knowledge for my job, and I was always a little bit scared, and I was like, people aren't going to take me seriously. Yeah. I was younger than everyone else that I was managing, which was like really weird. But then I just kept kind of taking on more and more tasks in the restaurant to try and prove myself, because mm-hmm. there were other things that I knew that I could do really well, and it was like, I need to prove myself. So my biggest lesson, though, was to learn how to say no to things, and I need to look out for myself, and I can't do everything, and what I'm doing is good enough. So it's figuring out how to prioritize.
Yeah. Was there ever a point where you finally, like, where it finally clicked, though? Like, was there a situation where you're just like, I need to learn this?
I think it was just kind of a build-up. I was like, I was close to hitting that 1 year of being in that position and starting to realize, this is what people talk about when they say burnout, and like, I don't have enough time in my day to accomplish everything. I think that's where a lot of my stress was coming from too, was that I had this massive list of things to do, but no time to do it all. And it's like, okay. And like, this isn't how you should lead and mm-hmm. manage too. You need to delegate
and figure that out.
Yeah, there's always other people that can help you. You have a nice team around you.
I think that's one of the hardest things to learn, though, especially for some people who are really good at, or not really good at, but are independent and kind of know what they want to do and how they want to do it. But learning how to delegate, I think, is mm-hmm. one of the hardest things that a lot of managers kind of learn on the job. Mm-hmm.
And I think even learning how to delegate and also asking for help.
Definitely.
Too. Like, I don't see anyone as being weak if they ask me for help in my team, and my bosses don't feel that way either. It's mm-hmm. really nice to know that they're really supportive, and if I'm struggling with anything, I can always ask for help.
That's
awesome. I didn't think that would be a good method to go when I first started, and that was so wrong.
it's really the best method.
Yeah, so you get things done properly. Yeah.
And everyone has a hand in it, so everyone feels good mm-hmm. about it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Gonna learn that. Gonna take that one away. So what was your expectation when you were, with regards to, like, working hours and pay? Like, did you have some sort of expectation or know that it was gonna be, like, in the low kind of ballpark? Or? Mm-hmm.
Well, in school, we'd always talk about how you have to work long hours and... it's not always the most desirable, like, time frame that you have to work. And definitely we talked a lot about how it's not necessarily the most glamorous
yeah.
job. So I feel like that was really, really...
Did it kind of, like, prep you?
Yeah. Okay. So I knew, okay, this is what to expect. But then I think starting out, I went into that into my job with that kind mm-hmm. of mentality. But sometimes you then get so absorbed and yeah. then you take a step back and you realize, oh, like, this is exactly what I was told yeah. in school, and it's a little bit harder than
just
I realized.
Kind of listening.
Yeah.
And
you can agree and go into it knowing, but I don't think you really fully understand
until you're really
living
in it.
But it definitely helped to know that everyone else
is in the same,
same position.
That's great.
Yeah.
And kind of knowing that what we're learning is actually pretty relevant.
Yeah, yeah. And I think too as well, I think it's really tough to get started in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often you have to kind of work your way up. But there, I feel like, I don't know this for sure, but I feel like there comes a point where you're able to kind of balance everything.
I think it's
and
just
it all
time.
Kind of works out.
Yeah.
It's just getting that experience yeah. and learning.
Yeah, I think, and that's the whole point of really, even going through school, like, we're always constantly learning. But I think when we're finally in that position, that's when we'll really learn the most about what, I guess, what we were mm-hmm. learning in school, right? So there are current students or like students in my year who have concerns right now about like promotion opportunities, and we kind of know that they're kind of hard to come by in the industry. So now that you're like kind of 2-3 years out working in the industry, do you think that's like a fair assessment for us as soon to be grads?
It's difficult. I think every company is different
mm-hmm.
and every job is different, and it really depends. So, I feel like if you look for a company that you know is going to continue to grow, more opportunities are going to open up faster. I find a lot of hospitality companies, they really want to promote from within
yeah.
because it's all about
a lot of internal.
You really need to kind of work within the company and learn their culture, and they're more likely to promote someone from
Definitely.
Within because they can trust them. They
yeah.
know, they already know what's going on, and it's not quite as hard of a training process. So I'm hopeful, and I feel like there are those opportunities out there, and I think if you take the initiative and you work hard, they are going to get offered yeah. to you, and you just kind of have to
take it,
try and stand out.
That's great advice. Yeah, no, that's great advice.
Because I at my current job,
mm-hmm.
I guess I was in a sense kind of promoted
yeah.
two times within like a 1-year time frame.
Wow.
And it's just because the company was growing
mm-hmm.
and I was in the right place at the right time, and it was a good fit.
You were hardworking.
Yeah.
And you had the degree.
Yeah.
No, that's great. Good advice. So just really quickly, let's kind of talk about your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
So one study that I kind of looked at found that almost 50% of students who've been studying hospitality, tourism management believe that like family life is kind of negatively affected by the hours that are part of the industry, and it's not really easy to live like a normal life. Have your relationships with your family or friends really changed since you've been in this management position?
Yes, they have changed. The thing that I can't figure out yet is whether they changed because of the industry or if it's just a matter of having that first job out of university
yeah.
and you go from being a student to suddenly being someone, a
professional.
Working. Yeah. So I think that's part of it, is like learning how to balance
okay.
your life. I feel like if I was in a different industry, I'd probably be having the same struggles.
Yeah.
But the one thing though that I do know that is definitely geared towards the hospitality
mm-hmm.
industry is that my hours are difficult
Crazy,
to work
yeah.
around. When I have free time, other people don't have free time
mm-hmm.
who work in other professions. Luckily, I have a really good group of supportive friends
mm-hmm.
and family who totally understand what I'm going through,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not seeing them as often as
it's
I was, and it is a big transition.
Do you find it's easier to kind of develop relationships with people who are in the industry and just because they know and,
mm-hmm.
like, and like they might actually share similar hours with you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
You end up kind of building a community in
yeah.
the hospitality industry too. Like everyone's usually working the same hours.
Everyone knows.
It's really easy to
yeah.
meet up. People understand what you're going through.
And you can kind of share your like trials.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Cause like I'll talk to some people who aren't in the industry
yeah.
about my hours or whatever. I'm like, well, like, why can't you just
take
like,
off.
Why can't
a
you
day?
Just leave like a couple hours early? It's like, it's the dinner rush. It's
that's not,
not
a
okay.
Thing.
Like, it's like
I don't need dinner at dinner time. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Just isn't gonna work out that way. So it's sorry. Yeah. I think it's also too just kind of
nature. Of
yeah, that. And I try and like communicate with my people who have, yeah. I have relationships with, and yeah. try and explain it to them, and then they sort of get it.
Yeah,
or at least enough.
To enough to yeah. get off your back.
Yeah.
So kind of before you became a manager, before you kind of just went into back into the industry, I guess, what was your biggest fear before starting?
Oh, I think I kind of touched on it a little bit. Yeah. It was like just not having enough knowledge like that hands-on knowledge and ability.
Just not knowing enough.
Yeah,
I
not
feel
knowing
like
enough.
You never know enough.
But. Yeah, yeah. So that's, it's kind of dumb, but. Yeah.
No, no, no.
But that's.
Like, not, it's not dumb at all. Like, I feel like the way that I've kind of gone through this year, like, I feel like I haven't done enough,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sitting here and crossing things off my checklist and, like,
yeah.
clearly done enough, but I still don't feel that way. So
yeah,
it
I feel like
if
you're, probably when you feel like you have too much knowledge, that's probably a problem too.
Yeah.
Because that means you're not learning or
yeah.
you're not growing and,
mm-hmm.
and developing. So
I think
it's probably a good thing to have, and that's one thing that motivates me too, to continue to learn and to try and do a better job and learn from other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it was one thing that I was really scared about, and I was scared that other people would look at me
just
as like being weak or
yeah.
whatever because I didn't have that. But
I think it's important though to kind of continue learning because it gives. You kind of bring value to a company.
Mm-hmm.
You can, like, learn and, like, kind of grow with them. And I think that's really important, especially in, like, a new job or anything. Like, you obviously need to be happy with what you're doing. But
mm-hmm.
I think if you can bring value and kind of learn from that, that's
mm-hmm.
really important, too.
I think it's also a little bit, it's rewarding, too.
Yeah.
When you've, all of a sudden, you've conquered something that you,
like,
you just, like, learned how to do. And you did it all yourself. It's just,
like,
it's a huge milestone.
Later, you're like, what?
Look at me.
It's like my degree 5 years later. I'm walking out. Who knows how? So kind of just looking back on that, like, what's your biggest motivation on the days you struggle to enjoy work? So I know, like, someday, obviously, for everybody, work is kind of crappy some days and kind of really, really great. So what about, like, thinking about what really motivates you on those days?
Mm-hmm. So definitely I find you can have some really great days,
yeah.
and then some days are a little bit harder. And for me, I try and reflect back on why I got into the industry and all the amazing things that I've been able to do. One thing that really motivates me to keep going is I really enjoy training people.
Oh, wow.
And like being able to see other people
yeah.
develop. Like I really, like the reason I'm in the hospitality industry is because I like to give back,
mm-hmm.
even though, like, when someone goes to a restaurant or whatever, it's just so nice to see someone enjoyed their experience and you made
yeah.
a difference in their day. On some of those days, you get those really, like, grumpy guests
yes.
that come in and they're all upset and mad at you, and that always really affects me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think about, okay, well, there were these other people that came in earlier in the week and
they,
like,
had a great experience.
They had a great time,
yeah.
and, like, they went and, like, gave me a hug at the
oh,
end of their
awesome.
Meal or whatever because it was, like, so great. Or, like, this amazing supervisor,
mm-hmm.
I just trained her how to do all this stuff, and she's just, like, a superstar. She's going to, like, take over the hospitality industry.
That's
or
awesome.
Something like little things like that.
Yeah.
It's trying to, like, take a step back and look at kind of what you've accomplished
yeah.
so far.
That's awesome. So you wrote a paper a couple of years ago for this program or the University
mm-hmm.
of Sustainable Restaurant Project. And you touched on turnover and how the industry can make changes such as incorporating more recognition or rewards or adapting new business models, so like including compressed work weeks or sabbaticals. Where has the industry improved since then? So that paper was written 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you think the industry has moved from there? Or
I think
has it moved?
It's difficult because I feel like I'm in my own bubble of my own company.
Fair.
So I don't know about the full industry, but I know that I feel like people are talking about issues that we have in the hospitality industry
yeah.
a lot more. People are talking about the hours.
There's more awareness around it.
There's more awareness. I feel like people aren't afraid to talk about it
yeah.
as much. I know some companies have taken steps as well to try and make things better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every week where I work, it gets brought up.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it's really cool. Like my bosses are always being like, you need to take more time off, or
that's nice.
Or like, how many hours have you worked this week? Yeah. And like, you need to make sure you have balance.
I think it'd be great if other companies really nice. Could do that.
I think though that the one thing that we still really struggle with is that because the margins are so small in restaurants, it's really difficult to be able to like cut back on labor,
mm-hmm.
And especially with salaried positions, it's really easy to get taken advantage of.
Yeah.
I think that we need to like put just try new things out,
mm-hmm.
And see if they work. And if you fail,
then at least you tried.
At least you know.
Yeah,
I think a lot of the time there's a lot of talking about it and not necessarily
doing
action.
That's fair. Do you think a compressed work week would actually work in the restaurant industry?
I don't know. I think about that all the time.
I think about it too.
Yeah.
Like if I could work longer hours but for less days, I think I would actually like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it would be so great. Like that's something that I would really love.
If you could maybe get one weekend day in that too.
Yeah, I know.
Could you imagine?
I find that when I work really long work days, mm-hmm. Usually it's like 10 hours, sometimes it'll be more than that if it's a really busy day. I find that if I do consecutively a lot of those days in a row, mm-hmm. I need that one day off just to recover,
well, definitely,
let alone having that balance. So when you only have 2 days off, that leaves you with one day to like recover, get caught up.
And do your own thing.
Yeah, and then you have one day where you're able to like have fun.
Yeah.
That's not really enough though to have that balance.
No, definitely. So I think that's something that is kind of still up in mm-hmm. the air with the industry. But I think they're moving forward. Do you think there's any areas though that they've kind of moved backwards on? Like in terms of maybe working conditions or...
I have no idea about that one. No idea. I
think it's safe to say though that they've made like some progress. Like the fact that they're talking about it more and like it's being brought up a lot more, and there are companies such as yours, who do touch on that with their employees mm-hmm. all over, like, throughout the company.
Yeah, there's some great leaders in the hospitality industry that are...
emerging.
They are trying to make a difference, and they're standing up for it, which is really good. I think we just need more, and we need to just continue to try and actually do it. Yeah. But then it's always just a little bit discouraging then when you see then other, like, operators of
big companies.
Like, they're freaking out about minimum wage going up. And it's like, I get it. Like, you need to make money as a restaurant. But minimum wage is still so much lower than, like, a fair living wage.
Yes.
Like, we should be striving to pay our employees more. And you just have to kind of look at all your other operations and how they're working. And maybe there's some way that you can...
and find other
ways. You can find other ways and prioritize that.
I think that'd be great to kind of... incorporate that into, I don't know, something.
Yeah.
So this is, don't look at that. This is just really quickly, I'm going to play like a little game with you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever watched Friends?
Yes.
So do you know that game that Phoebe plays with Ross when he's like thinking about going somewhere and it's like north, south, or like Rachel and Monica, and then it's his sister, but... So I kind of want to do that with you really quickly and see kind of where it goes. I've added a few more than
those. Okay, we'll see. Okay. It'll probably just be me in silence. You're trying to come up with an answer.
It's just rapid fire, so you got to think of one right away. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Opening shift or closing shift?
Opening shift.
Tipping or no tipping?
No tipping.
Smoke breaks or leave early?
Oh, always leave early. Yeah.
Always. Would you prefer to order lunch off the menu, or would you like to bring your own?
Well, no, lunch off the menu.
Especially where you're working.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good there. Do you want a bartender on, or would you prefer to make your own drinks?
Oh, bartender.
Split shift or longer hours? In one.
Longer hours. Hate splits.
Doesn't everybody? But everyone hates longer hours,
the
too.
The only thing I hate more is being, like, an on-call.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you, like...
you're like,
am I going
in?
And then every time you get called off when you want to have...
and you can't make plans.
Every time you get called on, but you do have those plans.
I know.
Oh, worse.
Oh, I know. You can't make plans. It's the worst. 10-hour days, 4 days a week, or 8-hour days, 5 days a week?
oh, any of those sounds so good right now. but I'd say the 4 days because that compressed work week
would
be so awesome.
10% pay cut or an extra 2 week vacation?
An extra 2 week vacation.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
A promotion to management or a 5% pay raise?
I have no idea. I think promotion to management. I really look at more
developing
the title and the achievement. And like, that's like recognition.
Yeah.
I really prefer that over money. I always money always for some reason falls a
and
little lower for me
because
right now I'm able to like financially support myself. But
I think that's the difference.
The working conditions are just so much more important to me because I find that provides me way more happiness than, or can affect my happiness
than
money.
The money in your bank account.
Yeah.
I guess that goes into better working conditions or a higher paycheck.
Better working conditions.
So that kind of wraps up what I've wanted to cover today. But do you have any advice for soon-to-be grads who are looking to enter the restaurant industry or like just food and beverage in general, even just hospitality?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is just do your research and make sure you find a company that's a good fit for you. There's so many,
so many
opportunities out there, and every company has a totally different culture and feel to it. You need to make sure that's the right one. I've seen so many people that I've hired on, and they've done some amazing things, and then they come into the restaurant and they work for me, and it just doesn't work for them. Their personality or it's just not their style, and so just make sure that you know what you're getting yourself into, and make sure you're comfortable, because it's really all about you.
Do you think we need to brace ourselves a little bit more than for what we're kind of expecting from the industry? Do you think we're going to be getting a lot more than we are expecting, I guess?
I don't know. I think go into it expecting that you're going to have to work really hard and prove yourself, because it is a really old-fashioned industry. But if you do that, and you can also like kind of carve your own job. Mm-hmm. There's so many different options for you out there, and you just have to, I think, put a little work into
it.
Take the initiative, and I think you can do really, really well in the industry.
That's awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for joining me in this series.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure having you here.
Thanks for having me.